Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In 2015, we mark 100 years since the birth of renowned Bulgarian folklore musician Cvjatko Blagojev. Tonight's concert by the Bulgarian National Radio's Folk Music Orchestra, entitled Folk Music is My Life, is dedicated to his contribution to the development of performing arts in this country. The concert in studio number one of the Bulgarian National Radio will be accompanied by an exhibition of photographs of the famed flute player, as well as the screening of a short documentary about Cvjatko Blagojev's life and work. Cvjatko Blagojev's daughter, Aratka Stamenova, remembers. My father was the first folklore musician to have performed live on Radio Sofia back in the 1930s. He graduated pedagogy at Sofia University, but from an early age he played five instruments, including kaval, flute, bagpipes, clarinet, trumpet. Folk music really and truly was his life. This is the title of the book prominent folklore expert Mikhail Bukurishtliev wrote about him. In those days, my father played with several famed folklore groups and set up the Ogurchin group and the Tsviatko Blagoev group. The two actually served as the nucleus of the Bulgarian National Radio's folk music orchestra. He was to become its concertmaster. Performances of his were to be heard on the air every day. He is to be credited with tracking down folk songs from all corners of Bulgaria, as well as training musicians who then joined the orchestra. We used to live in a small apartment, but there were always musicians there he would rehearse with. I have been to many of his concerts. It was simply unforgettable. I remember the big concert halls packed to capacity. I remember everyone getting up to their feet to give him a standing ovation. He would always have chairs placed next to him so he could change instruments as he played. He was entirely dedicated to music, to its popularization in the country and abroad. He has had thousands of concerts. Recordings of his performances are to be found in the Bulgarian National Radio's Golden Fund audio archives, as well as at the Bulgarian National Television. He believed that a good education and a sound upbringing were at the root of everything, and made sure my brother and I were provided with them. I set up a foundation in his name to help young talents in folk music, says Ratka Stamenova. Listen now to an archive recording of Lovich Rachinitsa, performed by Tsviatko Blagoev. The performance you just heard is included in the album Song of the Crooked Dance, in which Lauren Brody put together some of the oldest vinyl recordings from the turn of the 20th century, at the dawn of the gramophone industry. Here is Lauren Brody with more.
I remember meeting Tsviatko Blagoev probably around 1980, when I was introduced to him by a friend who worked at Radio Sofia in the folk music sector. And the first time I met him, I didn't really understand what an important figure he was in the development of Bulgarian folk orchestras. I remember meeting his younger brother, Blagoy, the first time I went to Bulgaria and went to, this is the radio orchestra, when they were rehearsing at Plushtad Baba Nedelya. And the reason I remember him was because he was, among the kaval section, he was playing something that was very different. He was playing a duduk, so that really made quite an impression on me. The next time I met him, as I said, was 1980, when I just was introduced to him but didn't really understand his important role in the music. And in 1990, when I received a Fulbright grant to study the Bulgarian commercial recording industry, specifically Bulgarian folk music, I then came to understand what an incredibly important figure he had been in the development of these orchestras, having been a member of the Bistrishka Chetvorka as a kaval player, and then having founded his own bands, one a modern instruments orchestra and the other one for folk instruments. And I went to his home and I spoke to him about who he had known from the records. There were many names on these records of instrumentalists who were no longer alive and whose biography I had no idea about. And I asked him about a lot of them and about the instrumentalists and singers he had been playing with his whole life. And the thing that really struck me about his playing was at a time when Thracian music was really the most popular kind of music and was being performed most by ensembles and by singers and on the radio, his playing was extremely staccato and a much different kind of style, much closer to Chopin style. And he was extremely energetic and he really, really loved the music.
Lauren Brody about legendary folk musician Cviatko Blagojev.